Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at JustAskVi. That's VI.com.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Investment advice provided on the following program is on an individual basis. Listeners should not consider today's discussion as a recommendation for any investment and should carefully evaluate before investing. This is your Real Estate Today on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hello and welcome to the show, Your Real Estate Today. It's Paul Jamison, your host. Thank you so much for being with us. I am the owner of the Jamison family of companies. We are here with Marty Ivey and Sam Ivey with Ivey Exterminating. Welcome, guys.
Hey, Paul. Good to be here.
Yeah, good to see you guys on Zoom. I am going to go ahead and get this recorded. So if you want to watch not just hear us, but also watch us, you can go to the Jamison Realty YouTube channel and watch it. But remember, we're on 1110, 99.3, and radio.com. So you can enjoy the show anytime at your leisure as well. And on the Jamison Realty YouTube channel, as I mentioned earlier. So if you're a first-time listener, this show is about real estate. We talk about an awful lot of things, anywhere from what's going on in our local market to ways to improve your home to get it ready to buy, to sell, or if you're interested in buying or investing in property. Marty is and Sam at Ivy Exterminating truly understand, has a partner to us, how to help protect your home so we don't get into the troubles that we get into around getting the home ready to sell. There's nothing worse, Marty, than a surprise.
Absolutely.
And not to give it away yet, but what is the biggest area of surprise in the house?
It's no doubt, Paul, hands down, crawl space health.
Right.
Crawl space health is one of the biggest things that we've seen that affects these real estate transactions constantly.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about crawl space health today, but let's start out by, and guys, this is going to blow your mind. I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to talk about the health of our market. All right, we've spent the last gajillion weeks talking about everybody's health. Heck, I had to have my temperature taken. I tell you, I wish they'd get rid of the rear-end thermometers in here. It's not real easy to get into. I'm just kidding.
Especially get confused and have to take it orally.
That is disgusting.
You opened it up.
It's a cheeky comment. What can I say? All right. So here's, let's just nip it in the butt right now. Let's talk about the health of our marketplace. All right. Because this is going to blow your mind, guys, that in the month of May, all right, in the month of May, 5,168 listings came online. Last year in May, 6,636 listings came online. We are down 22%. Now, listen closely. In the month of May this year, 5,926 houses went under contract. Only 5,168 of them came online.
Wow.
We had an increase over last year of buyers. Last year, buyers, pending sales, I call that a buyer market, 5,163, and in May we had 5,926 go under contract. That's an increase of almost 15% over last year. 22% less houses, 15% more buyers. What does that mean? Jeez.
It means Charlotte's a hot market. We see on the inspection end of during the lockdown, it never really slowed down on the inspection end of it.
And that's right. And Marty, what that means is we got more buyers than sellers.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Get this, folks. Average list price over last year up 11.2% from 337 and change to 375 and change.
Wow.
Average sales price is up a fraction also from 309 to 310. Median sales price is up a couple of percents. Percent of original list price to actual sales price is up about a third of a percent, which means house prices are holding very tight. And inventory of homes, down 37% month supply from 2.6 months last year to 1.6 months right now. That means if no houses come on the market in almost 1.5 months, we're sold out.
Wow.
Okay, so what does that say? Look, if you're thinking about selling right now, let's be clear. If you're not ready, don't go on the market. But if you're thinking it's better to wait until next spring to go on the market with interest rates at historic lows and no inventory, the facts don't lie. I did a commercial the other day. I'm almost ashamed to tell you. I did a commercial the other day working on some content with Mark Garrison. And I'm going to tell you something. I asked people flat out, look, we need listings. I mean, we need houses to sell. We've got buyers. We need houses to sell. If you're thinking about selling, call us. You know, this show is an informational opportunity. But I'm telling you, there's a great opportunity right now. It's unbelievable. So think about it. 704-846-DONE. Anyway, I threw that in there. All right. So here's a couple other things I want to share with you during our time of what I learned this week. Check the measurements on the listing. Most agents, and I say most, don't measure a house themselves anymore. Why? Because they don't want to be sued over measurements of a house being wrong. Well, I had an experience this week where the house was professionally measured, but the multiple listing did not reflect the same numbers. That listing was off by 500 square feet in its advertising for that listing. Now, it was a human error and mistakes happen, but it significantly affected the offer. So, did everything get worked out? Yes. Does it happen? Yes. Always check the measurements, because what is listed in the multiple listing? There's different segments, and if you look at it, you see heated living area. Heated living area has to be living area, area you can live. It has to have sheetrock walls, something on the floor, preferably a window. It has to be area that is finished, not even if it's just conditioned, meaning it has heating and air. That does not make it livable. Heated living area is finished, ready to live in space, and it has to be done that way. They have other designations for unfinished space, But everybody looks at that heated living area. All right. Also, every week I try to do something and highlight some community folks out there. This week, you know, I want to talk about a restaurant in Matthews that has local ownership, and they've been there forever. They're a real staple in there, called Dorian's Deli and Grill. I eat there about once a week. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I like me some egg salad, non-toasted bread, and occasionally I'll have it with ketchup. All right? Egg salad, Paul's egg salad, is the bomb. And he makes homemade potato chips that will make you jump up and go hooty-hoo. They are off the wall, and they're real homemade chips. They're called Paul's Chips. This is a local place that's been around forever. Address is 1240 Matthews Mint Hill Road. If you want to support somebody local, find them, go sit with them, eat their food, and if you want to go to Dorian's, don't forget to ask for Paul's Chips. They got a gyro that's pretty good, too, I'm just saying. But the chips are the bomb. All right. I'd like to say they're low-fat, but they're not. Next, and it plays right into this conversation, watch out for the crawl space, and Marty's going to talk about it. There's a ton of older houses coming on the market that are very well cared for, but no one looks under the hood. Crawl space. It's like a shiny car that's not been taken care of. Moisture and air quality mean a ton, and Marty's going to elaborate on that today. Last, vacation rentals. Vacation rentals are at an all-time high. People are trying to escape. During the pandemic, I have never seen the rush of rentals like I'm seeing right now. If you want to get away, this is the time to do it, and prices are going up on stuff at the beach and stuff in the mountains. We've got more of the Show Your Real Estate today. Marty Ivey, Sam Ivey with Ivey Exterminating, myself, Paul Jamison, your host, News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. Stay with us. We've got more. Welcome back to the Show Your Real Estate today. Hey, it's Paul Jamison with the Jamison Family of Companies. That's Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, Jamison Property Investments, here with Marty and Sam Ivey. You know, at the end of the last segment, we talked about an area of the house where we are vulnerable. 72% of the deals that fall through because of issues going on in the crawl space. And one of the things that I continue to work with Marty is encouraging clients to pay attention as early as possible. Even if you're not interested in selling, a call is worth a lot of money to you, to Marty, to have him see if there's any issues going on in your crawl space. But obviously, we'd love it even more before you're selling to have that taken care of. Why is this so important, Marty? From the roof to the floor, why is this important?
Well, a lot of issues that occur in crawl spaces is just not just one particular thing. A lot of time, it's a culmination of several things. One of the things that people, especially you talked about their houses coming on the market, that some older homes, a lot of older homes usually indicate that the people that's living in these homes have aged out. And as people age out, as they get older, they do less maintenance around the homes, less care of the home. They become more concerned about their health and less concerns about maintenance and other related issues around the house and the crawl space. And the crawl space typically is one of the most neglected areas of a home. When you look at the roof alone areas, gutters don't get cleaned over a period of time. If you walk around your house and you see vegetation growing out of your gutters, that means that you have enough sediment in that for a root growth and moisture for plant growth to survive. And then the next thing you know, your gutters are running over. You take an average roof on a house, on an 1,800 square foot house, you get 1 inch of rain, you can have up to 2,700 gallons of water.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy amounts of water.
And you know, and at peak capacity, if the gutters are clean, it's all the gutter systems, especially if you've got standard gutters and you don't have jumbo gutters and jumbo downspouts. you've got a lot of water runoff that needs to be controlled or managed. And as if you've got vegetation in there, it's just not going to get managed efficiently. People don't realize this, but you can take a brick and put it in a bucket and pour a small Coca-Cola bottle full of water on it, and that brick will absorb every bit of that water within a 24-hour period. People think brick is resilient, but it is subject to any type of masonry product.
Concrete also, right?
Absolutely. That's the reason they make waterproofing materials that you buy at Home Depot to coat these areas to help prevent water penetration to these areas. Over a period of time, you have expansion contraction that happened to brick and mortar joints pop loose. But if you've got a lot of water running against the foundation, mature plant growth lasts several months. You're going to get moisture migration in the crawl space. And then you factor in the other issue, which is one of the major issues that we're having, is we're having condensation occurring in crawl space from hot, humid air. Hot, humid air is positive energy. Physics teach us that negative energy. And what occurs is hot, humid air comes into the crawl space, and it hits whatever the dew point is. The dew point is during the summer months here, 70, 72 degrees. That means anything at that temperature is going to sweat. We forget science that we take a glass of iced tea outside on a day like today, and that iced tea, you set it down on the table, and you come back in a couple of minutes, and there's a puddle of water around that glass on the table. And what's really occurring is not from the fluid in the glass. It's from the hot, humid air in the environment condensating on the glass, dripping down. Well, these issues occur in crawl spaces. And in most cases, it's hard-pressed to find a crawl space this time of year without moisture levels sufficient not only to support insect, termite activity, but also microbial growth. And when you get a moisture level in a crawl space that's 18% or above, and you're rarely going to find one this time of year, you're going to have microbial growth that's going to occur in a crawl space.
Yeah.
And the higher those levels get, the more susceptible you are to get fungi, which fungi will split and destroy the wood. And those issues can be catastrophic in a real estate transaction. It's very important if you're thinking about selling your house or putting your house on the market in a short period of time in the next several months, you need to call us. Tell us when you call the inspection in at our company that you're going to have it, that you're going to put the house up for sale, and we'll send a technician, come out and take a look at it and try to give you some of these stumbling blocks that can occur and things that can be done to manage or prevent them or to cure them, depending on whatever you have situation going in the crawl space. But, Paul, as you know, microbial issues in a crawl space to the point they need to be cleaned can sometimes be costly. I mean,
yes,
just removing the insulation, reinstalling the insulation alone can end up being, to most people, a fairly sizable number.
Yeah, but also not just getting rid of it, but stopping it.
Right. I mean, then after you get it rid of it and clean it, then you got to stop it from coming back, which typically is going to evolve at minimum is dehumidifying that crawl space. And if you got water pouring into crawl space, how are we going to manage that water, which could include just diverting your gutters, cleaning and diverting your gutters, or it may be necessary to put a French drain and a sump pump system in the crawl space. I mean, it's one of those things that it didn't happen over time, and it's not going to get cured and by just wishing it to get cured. You're going to have to take some proactive measure to get it under control. Once that water sinks in the crawl space, it's really interesting. We are seeing crawl spaces now that never, ever had any water in them. And the reason is we just had so much rain, and you have hydrostatic water pressure that has just pushed against foundations, and you have mature plant growth that roots get in openings and make them larger just by growth of the root. And next thing you know, you've got water penetration in the crawl space. I was out on the house last week and saw a root system that had gone around a spigot that was right on ground level. And that root system had already bent the copper plumbing pipe where the spigot was coming through the foundation and was on the verge of breaking it. And it's interesting to think that that's just Mother Nature's way of taking it back.
Yeah.
We see a lot of it, and it just it's people just is out of sight, out of mind. They blow it off, and then the next thing you know, they have extensive structural repairs that need to occur, heat back systems that have to be cleaned. In some cases, we've seen heat back systems get ruined because they're constantly getting water in them in the crawl space.
And, hey, Marty, what about the landscape stuff, too, where you build up putting mulch on something over year after year?
Exactly. I mean, people come in, the optimum mulch is about 2 inches, and the purpose of the mulch is not to make the house look good. It's to manage weed control, give the plants warmth during the winter months, and moisture control on the plants. Really, the purpose of it, one of the benefits it does to have make the landscaping look better. People are supposed to remove mulch and put new back. Most of them don't. They just overlay mulch areas, which create a magnitude of insect-related issues and water issues against the house, and then compounded in some case, it can increase microbial growth inside the crawl space. But the mulch is a major factor. I mean, thatch buildup, which is when you cut your grass, if you're not collecting the clippings and you just letting them fall out on the grass. I've had houses that I've been looking at for the last 25 years that, you know, I go out there and look at them in the beginning and the soil levels at the level of the curb, and 20 years later, 2 inches higher than the curb. Those are the things that we are get concerned about.
Yeah. And after the break, Marty, I want to come back and I want you to talk about two inside signals or other signals that you can find inside your home to know you've got a problem. We'll talk about those. This is the show, Your Real Estate Today. I'm Paul Jamison, your host, along with Marty Sam Ivy with Ivy Exterminating. We love your spending your Saturday with us, and we're thankful for that here on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Stay with us. Welcome back to the show, Your Real Estate Today. Hey, it's Paul Jamison, your host with the Jamison family of companies. That's Realty, Property Management, and Property Investment. I'm here with Marty Ivy, Sam Ivy with Ivy Exterminating. Hey, guys, we have got so much more to talk about today. Thank you out there, though, for spending your Saturday with us. We hope you're safe wherever you are and enjoying the day. We're talking about the crawl space right now and the different ways to make sure that you protect your home by inspecting your crawl space. Marty, the one thing I wanted to make sure we talked about is if you're at home right now and there are some signals, some things inside the home that somebody can look for that are a good indication there might be a little something going on.
Yeah, sometimes one of the indicators we like to look at when we look inside the house is the fact that what occurs is the floor will get concave or convex. It's where the floor joints push together, and it causes it what most people say is cupping. Cupping is an issue that we get into that we see on a lot of homes, and it's something that we need to pay attention to when we do these inspections. Another thing that we see a lot of is molding that comes low at the joints, something else that indicates that the house can get a lot of water penetration in it. It's something that you need to kind of pay attention to. We look at a lot of homes, and it's something that most homeowners never pay attention to. But the joints, you almost take your bare foot or your sock foot and rub across the floor, and you'll actually feel ridges in the floor.
Huh. Wow. Yeah, I've seen that before. That's something you can barely notice, and sometimes it's really exaggerated, right?
Correct. And sometimes it's due to improper installation of the floor system. You're supposed to have some wiggle room when you're installing hardwood floor, especially when you're putting it against wall areas to allow that floor to kind of expand and contract. There's a micro expansion that goes on. The main issue that you get to in most cases is it's strictly related to moisture levels that occur in the crawl space. And what basically happens is it happens during the summer months. You get the wooden floor system swelled up just through moisture condensation that occurs, and the moisture levels rise, and it causes what I typically like to refer to as the wood starting to get fat. And it gets heavy, and it swells it up, and it causes it to the joints to press together, and it will either cause that floor to get either convex or concaved. Very interesting to see it.
Yeah, what about smell?
Smell is one of the indicators, one of the best indicators. If you're having a funky smell in the house, that typically means that you get moisture somewhere in the house, and an enzyme's being emitted that causes and basically enzyme is trying to break down the cellulose fibers or whatever it's on, and it creates a funny smell. If you're living in the house and you're there in the house a lot, you may not notice it. Usually when people most notice it is when they come in from a vacation, because they're not smelling on a daily basis and they're not accustomed to it. They come in the house and they say, oh, the house smells musty or it smells funny. But really what is occurring is the fact that they come in the house and they get acclimated to it because it becomes a really familiar smell and they forget about it. But if you're coming in a house from a vacation and it smells like it's kind of musty, it's probably an ongoing issue and it's something that you need to investigate a little bit further. You need to call us at 704-334-1616 or bugivy.com and have us come out and take a look at it, see what's going on.
You know, one thing you did talk about, and I want to reiterate again, a lot of times underneath the house, because people don't go under there very much, they discover a leak.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that we're trying to look for when we go into crawl space. You know, it's something that really doesn't fall under our umbrella, but we try to look for them. And, you know, not all leaks are detectable. One of the crazy things about leaks is if it's leaking at a pipe joint or something like that, it may be only showing up when you got water running through the pipe system, and especially if it's on a drain line, and that's where most leaks are occurring on drain lines. Now, if it's on a supply line, because it's under pressure, you're going to see water going everywhere, even if it's a small leak. But, you know, the problem that you get into is you get on the lot, especially a lot of these older homes, is you got galvanized plumbing pipes in them, supply lines, and over a period of time, just from the minerals in the water and maybe whatever if it's the pipes in direct contact with the soil where the water service line feeds into the house, it corrodes over a period of time. And, it may just be a fragile little piece of shell that's holding those pipes together. Years ago, I was in a crawl space, and the guy had no water supply whatsoever. And I got in the crawl space, and I looked at the plumbing line, and the plumbing line had corroded so bad it had kind of offset. Well, I said, I can line that back up, and I can just kind of massage it a little bit and get it over. And I just touched it with my finger, and it just disintegrated, and went everywhere. I mean, those are the things that we see a lot of in a crawl space.
Yeah. You know, a lot of these older homes are on a well. And that well water, if you've got copper pipes, it'll do a lick to them.
Yeah, I mean, well water is pretty corrosive. That's the reason a lot of people now with well systems are trying to have some type of filtering system on their water systems. Mm-hmm. I mean, well systems, you can spend some money in today's world trying to rectify the water coming in on well water.
Yeah. Yeah, I've put in a whole house filtration system to stop it, because the amount of iron and stuff that's in the water is rough on those copper pipes for sure.
Well, I just read an article the other day talking about the chlorinated issues that we're having now is affecting not only what some people are drinking, but also the pipes. Also, I just read an article online about that actually 2 days ago.
Yeah, but a dehumidifier in the crawl space, a lot of people, you know, I've gone into them and they're putting these ones they can buy at a big box store in the crawl space. They're not made for that.
They're not made for it. The plastic's not suitable for the crawl space. And I'm concerned about these big box stores, dehumidifiers. we've been told and we have heard through the grapevine that these things are subject to catch fire from the because they're not designed for these areas. You need to get a dehumidifier that's specifically designed for the crawl space area. In another 4 or 5 years, there'll be no more open air crawl spaces. All crawl spaces will be either built on completely what you call an encapsulated crawl space with floors, walls, and the piers are wrapped and sealed with a small dehumidifier, or they'll do a hybrid system where they just have a vapor barrier and a dehumidifier and seal the foundation vents. They're not going to build any more open air crawl spaces in the next coming years. One, they're not energy efficient. They're very energy inefficient, and they create a lot of issues. And they just found that the maintenance and the control is so much better when it's not exposed to the outside air.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Well, after we come back with a break, here's what we're going to talk about. Marty is going to share about some odd insects that are making appearances this time of year. And I'm going to talk briefly about doing a 1031 exchange, or otherwise known as a tax-free exchange, meaning that if you sell a piece of property and you have gains on it, how to look at options you may have to avoid being taxed. I know that everybody out there that's listening to us right now absolutely loves to pay taxes. The more taxes they pay, the happier they are. And I know you all out there feel that way. Yeah, Marty's raising his hand. I know Sam is happy too. And so I've asked them to pay whatever taxes they can pay for me as well, because I'm going to avoid any opportunity I can to pay taxes the right way. So just realize this is not going to be tax advice. I'm not a CPA. Please consult your CPA for more information. But I did have a good night's sleep last night. So we're going to talk more real estate. We're going to talk odd species of bugs. We're talking about your home, the show Your Real Estate Today, here on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Stay right with us. Hello and welcome back to the show Your Real Estate Today. It's Paul Jamison, your host with the Jamison Family Yay! Jamison Family of Companies. That's Realty, Property Management, and Property Investments. Easy for me to say. Glad you're with us. Having fun on Saturday. You guys know, and the friends that know me that listen know, I'm here to have a good time and share information with you. And Sam and Marty Ivey are also here. Sam is going to share some information with us. But let me give you just a quick bullet before Sam talks about the odd species bugs and some mosquitoes. If you're interested and have sold a piece of property or want to sell a piece of property and understand what your tax liability is, there's something called a 1031 exchange, or a tax-free exchange is another word for it. So first, let me be clear. All right. Your primary home is not something you should do a tax-free or 1031 exchange on, because if your gain on that property is a single person, or a married person, as a single person, you have up to $250,000. As a married person, you have up to $500,000. That's tax-free if you've lived in that home 2 out of the last 5 years, okay? So let's not talk about it in terms of your primary residence, the one that you use where you deduct the interest on your taxes for it being your primary residence, okay? Let's talk about it as it relates to an investment property or rental property or something that you had inherited that's an investment property, okay? Second, I want you to be clear about other rules, and there are some, but I'm giving you an overview about the 1031 exchange. You touch the money at the closing table. It comes into your account and doesn't go to an approved, what they call intermediary or money holder for the tax exchange. You're out. You can never touch that money until you purchase the next property. It stays out of your hands. Doesn't mean once you use the cash to buy something else, you can't go get a loan. You can do that. You can do a tax-free exchange with a loan. But you touch that money and it goes in your account at the closing table, you're out. Can't do it. Third, you must know your basis on the property. And the gain that you're being taxed on is above and beyond that basis. So if you sold a piece of property for $100,000 and your basis or cost, meaning if your accountant had depreciated the piece of property, or if it's your actual cost that you show on your tax returns for that piece of property, and I'm talking very simplistically right now, don't get all mired into the details. We can talk about it more when we're together if you want to do this. Then you pay tax if you sell something for 100 and your basis, say, is 60, you pay taxes on the 40. Okay? So just so you know that. Also, it's called like-kind exchange or tax-free exchange for a reason. You must exchange investment property for investment property. You can't take something that was an investment property and exchange it for a primary residence without having to take Uncle Sam's contribution out of that amount and give it to him. It doesn't work that way. So make sure you work with a CPA or a tax attorney to make sure you're doing this correctly. Now, when I, again, talk about intermediaries, I use a company out of Atlanta called IPX. The letter I, the letter P, the letter X. That is who I use. You can Google their name or Bing it or however you want to search for it. IPX out of Atlanta, Georgia. They accept the money from the closing table. They hold it. And then when you make your new purchase, they send the money out. Now, for those of you that read my book or have my book called Opportunity is Knocking, which you can get at pauljamison.com or Amazon Prime, page 24 in the book is a chart about the rules and how it works for tax-free exchange. And quickly, here it goes. You decide to sell a piece of property. The money goes to the intermediary to get ready for the sale. You have 45 days from the day you close to identify, I didn't say close on, I said identify property that you are going to purchase. All right? You can spend up to 200% of the amount of money that is at the bottom of the closing statement. If you got $94,000 at the end of that, you can spend up to $188,000. Okay? You can identify that much. You can spend as much as you want, but you can identify $188,000. All right? The next thing is you have to close within 6 months. So you identify in 45 days, you close in 6 months, okay? And you can identify up to 4 properties, all right? So the proceeds from that sale go to the intermediary, you identify a property, you close on it, the intermediary sends the funds, okay? And you have to close again within 180 days. Does the property have to be for sale that you identify? No, it does not. But you better be able to buy it. So what's the worst case? You don't find a piece of property. You pay big honking taxes on the 40. There you go. All right. More available on my book, pauljamison.com or Amazon Prime. All right. Sam, let's talk about some mosquitoes and some weird insects that are showing up. We've got about 3.5 minutes.
Sounds good. You know, we've had just an absolute abundance of rain. It doesn't seem like it's ever going to let up. I mean, even this week, they're calling for rain 4 out of 5 days. And it's just creating a massive problem with mosquitoes. It's creating a problem for our trees in the area. You know, these storms have had high gusting winds. Myers Park area looks like a war zone, like almost like a hurricane had gone through it a couple weeks ago. The roads were blocked off and cut off, and when these trees fall, they leave massive depressions in the soil, especially when the ground is saturated from all the rain. And when that happens and you have rain, once you get that tree cleaned up, you've got a lot of divots and dips in the yard that will hold water and be a perfect breeding ground for these mosquitoes.
not to mention all the trees that are providing kind of a place for these mosquitoes to breed as well, especially with all the high humidity and moisture that's around, because sometimes people are waiting weeks to get that tree cut off their house or their property due to insurance reasons. And so, and then just on top of the fact, just all the increased rain has made it difficult for technicians to be able to get out and actually be able to service for mosquitoes because we have to have dry conditions to be able to do that. So mosquitoes have definitely been a problem. We've worked with our customers in the weather. We look at it and schedule times when we can get out there and give them the kind of treatment and service that's going to provide them with the ability to enjoy their yard spaces and their outdoor living spaces this spring and summer and pool season and all that. Another call we've been getting a lot of calls on is springtails. And springtails kind of almost kind of white, opaque, kind of translucent bug. It's got a fulcrum, and it kind of jumps around, springs around where off of its tail. It's the name springtail. And they're bad about showing up in high moisture areas. And again, with all this rain, it's really kind of given the opportunity for them to come out in full swing. You know, you get all this mulch, as we talked about earlier, pine straw, pine needles, pine bark. People just continue to layer them up, and they provide a perfect breeding ground. And they'll work their way in towards the house, and we've literally seen it where the house is just bombarded with these springtails. And they're tough to get rid of. You've got to know some, you know, you just can't have any pest control company come out and just spray. You've got, in order to be successful at it, you've got to go in and break up that mulch, break up that pine straw that's laying up against the house, so that you can get an effective chemical barrier around the foundation of the house. And then you've got to go in and you've got to be able to know how to do your work on the inside to get rid of them.
Okay, so if they're interested in that, how can they get in touch with you, brother?
Give us a call, 704-334-1616, or at bugivy.com.
Oh, and by the way, I made a mistake. You can't identify four properties. You identify three. I don't know where my head came down. I wrote down three, and I said four. Sorry about that. It's three. So, anyway, I do 75 of these a year. Yeah, three. All right, so thanks for being with us. The show, Your Real Estate Today. Love being with you. Take care, friends, and we love talking with you. We'll see you the next time. If you need me, it's 846-DUNN, 846-3663, or on the web at myjamesonhomes.com. God bless. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.